Dave and Bernadette Nadler share thoughts and conversations about some of the great kingdom topics of the Bible at fourthstream.com. It's your life. Engage at fourthstream.com.
Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about setting our course as a family to build our own strong home. And you can find more resources at mystronghome.com.
I get kind of fired up about this when you think about setting a course, because I'm kind of a big picture thinker.
You are. I'm not.
And, well, but that's worked really well together, because I look at the bigger picture, you make it happen.
I fill it in.
Well, no, it's more than filling it in, because you have to break things down incrementally. But as it relates to setting a course, spiritual goals have a lot to do with reaching out to those who are like us, you know, the people we choose as friends and the people that we go to school with and just the people that we're around. But then there's also the aspect of setting a course related to reaching out to those who have differing kinds of needs, special needs. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And then the idea of reaching up individually is important, but reaching up together as a family and making our spiritual connection. So all of those are big categories that relate to setting a course as a family in order to build a strong home.
So we like to talk about reaching out to those who are most like us.
Well, and those are the people who are part of our lives in the most obvious associations, you know, neighborhoods and school, work, religious practices, hobbies and interests, sports. And the question that we ask ourselves and that we asked ourselves is, do we see our family and our life together as a family as a mission, or do we have this idea that we're getting ready for something in the future rather than living out family life now as a mission?
Well, and that the process is what's important, not getting to a goal. God cares about how we get there. You know, this was actually an eye-opener for me. It gave me a sense of relief, but it sort of added urgency at the same time. I'd always seen a distinction between pastors and missionaries and me. And I think the eye-opener was that the Bible doesn't really make those distinctions. Wherever God has put us is where we're supposed to, that's our mission field. So if I'm in business, that's my job, is to care for the people I work with and to represent God in the midst of that. And if I'm a missionary or a pastor, it's the same thing.
I like to use the term organic. And, you know, a lot of times we overlook the obvious when it comes to how we can impact other people, because we think we have to get prepared or get into a certain circumstance in order to make a difference. But really, you know, real mission happens as real life unfolds.
Yeah, so it was a relief to me to know that my life was worth something to God, even if I didn't go into a different country and start a new life. But it also created an urgency in me, since my daily life isn't separated from the mission. So the urgency was, I need to figure this out, where I'm living and how I'm going to be the most effective.
Well, we basically have been given three different areas of resources: our time, our talents, and our treasures. So we've got the money that we make and the money that we give. So that's the treasure part of it. But, you know, even in some senses, bigger than that is our time and then our skills and then our gifts, our spiritual gifting. And when you put all those things together, it's kind of a huge deal when you make them what they need to be.
So then there's also the area of reaching out to people that have different needs or special needs, that are just different than what we're used to dealing with.
Well, and I think you have to extend yourself a little bit more there. You know, I know when we decided to give money overseas to a child who, and children, you know, eventually it happened as a family. That was a decision that we needed to make, because it just didn't happen. I mean, you had to go see a presentation. Somehow God had to get a hold of your heart in order to bring that about.
But I think that's a part of what's interesting. The list is endless, but it's so often that God brings this to your family. I know that's what happened to us. One of our kids is really a clear and quick communicator. So at school, his teachers recognized that, and they would put him with one of his blind classmates when they went to assemblies, because he could quickly see what was happening at the assembly and explain it to his friend next to him. And that was just a way that God brought someone to his life who needed him.
Well, and I think integration is really a big part when you set your course in order to accomplish mission. I mean, why wait until you're adult or an adult and thinking that your kids are going to wait and then they're going to launch into their mission? Why can't we understand that as a family, and why can't we understand that as children?
And the whole idea that sometimes you send money somewhere, but sometimes God brings it to you in the sense that as our family grew and our family left the home, God brought us a foster child. He brought that opportunity. It had always kind of been in my heart. I'd even gone to foster classes, foster care classes, but it just never really panned out. It was obvious it wasn't God's timing. And yet
we did try.
And all of a sudden our kids were out of the home and God brought us someone that we just loved dearly.
These associations include community service, extension to the underprivileged and less fortunate, people who are at risk, and a general attitude of care and concern for those with whom our paths cross. So it's really a very directable thing. It's not like you sit around in a room and go, well, what can we do that is good? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a part of that, but part of it is just, where are you at work, God, and where does it bisect with who we are as a family?
That was a great thing for me to learn in a study one time. It's not me deciding what I'm going to do and then asking God to make it happen. It's the idea of where is God working around your life, and you join him in doing that. Because the Spirit is already leading your family somewhere. Sometimes it's just seeing it and going with it.
We're talking about the out of the workshop, the MyStrongHome.com workshop, which you can find lots of resources there. They're absolutely free. About the whole idea of setting a course as a family. So we've kind of covered a little bit about reaching out to those who are most like us, where we can develop natural relationships that make a lot of sense. Then extending ourselves beyond that to reaching out, you know, kind of being directed by God to figure out. I just love, that's one of the things I love about my job at the radio station that I work at, is that I get to interview people all the time, and you never know how God is going to have directed somebody. Mm-hmm. And you feel so privileged to hear that story about how God motivated a person individually to reach out in specific ways.
Yes, it's really interesting. I have a friend who's always been interested in missions, and it isn't where God sent her on her life, but she has spent lots of time having missionaries into her home, teaching her kids about it. She's taken a lot of mission trips, but she's brought her family into it. And now with trafficking being such a huge issue, that's where she has found herself. And it isn't really that she goes looking for those things necessarily. Her heart's desire has been for those things, but it's just been interesting how God has brought her the most wonderful opportunities, and she just draws other people into it with her.
So setting a course includes reaching out to the people that are in your natural sphere of influence, mm-hmm. then being open to moving out beyond that as you are motivated by God. Well, the third area of setting a course, or at least the big category, is the idea of reaching up. And that involves developing an understanding of our spiritual significance before God. And that needs to be accomplished inside of a family as well. So how do you set a course for that? And how do you develop an attitude of reaching up, not just individually, but also together as a family?
Well, I think it's fun to think about, and we've sort of experienced it a little bit with our family, but actually I've learned a lot more about it since our family has been growing. But really that idea of just inquiring, just that's where you start. You don't start necessarily by doing, and this is something I didn't really understand when I was younger, but or I understood it in theory, I think. I don't think I knew how to do it. But the idea of inquiring from God initially and saying, how do you want our family to do this? And then drawing my family into inquiring and see what God tells each of you, or see what suddenly appears in your life, or maybe it's been there, but now you finally notice it.
Well, I like this statement in this worksheet from the MyStrongHomes.com workshop. It says, list specific commitments your household can make to set a course to pursue a strong sense of purpose
in the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think the home is where that's supposed to be learned. We have a tendency to think, okay, well, you kind of fight the fight through high school and you hope in college that your kids will get involved. But, you know, some of the most successful families that we've seen have been able to find a worldview, working out their worldview right in their family life, mm-hmm. as their kids grow up. Mm-hmm. And that has made them really more the kinds of missionaries that you would hope your sons and daughters would become.
And I don't know if this is exactly what you're talking about, but in our life with our family, we had several families around us who had a Down syndrome child, or now they're not children, they're 45. But it's been really interesting to watch our kids just completely interact naturally with them. And then to be in high school, and I know, for instance, my daughter was at a restaurant. There was a family there who had a young Down syndrome child, and he was talking to her, and she talked back. And her friend said, "How did you learn to do that?" And, you know, you don't just decide one day, you know, God brings that to your life and you get to learn how to do it. But it's making sure your family chooses to interact when those things are brought to you.
So if your family is recognizing the course that we have been placed on, and then your children are part of that, they're going to ask the obvious question, you know, where is my mission in the world? And then as their life unfolds and they find that life partner and they find their own friends and they find their career, they can figure out for themselves because they've watched it happen. And then it doesn't have to be the same as it was in their family or your family as they were growing up. But the principles are so important as we carry them out into the world.
I think a thing that we run into, too, as families is when you have two, three, or four young kids, whatever it is, life just gets really busy. And it's easy not to ever sit down and a little bit take notice of what is God bringing to my family. And that has to be so, I suppose, intentional would be the word. It's like you almost have to take the time when you're alone with your spouse to say, just what are we seeing happening around us and what can we take advantage of? Because I just don't think you see it very, I didn't see it very easily until I kind of took the time to see it.
Well, and I think a family right along with a couple, if you're going to set a course, you need to be intentional about that in the sense, like I wrote this down, we will share a meal each Sunday. We're going to talk about our upcoming week and be just us for several undistracted hours. And, you know, that kind of strategic understanding, you know, when you get busy and you're fragmented and a lot of things are going on, well, it's very difficult to keep that going in a household.
Yeah, it's really hard. I find it even more difficult now with so many sports taking place on Sunday. So somehow, whether it's Sunday or a different day, you just have to find a way to say, we're just not doing other things for a few hours while we get a chance to do this.
Setting spiritual goals in a family, a huge deal. Reaching out to those who are most like us. Reaching out to those with special needs that God brings into our path. And then reaching up and developing an understanding of our spiritual significance before God. And that can be accomplished by providing an atmosphere of inquiry and investigation concerning the spiritual realities of life. And, you know, philosophy, science, theology, all should be discussed around a table. And we should be very open to questions. You know, God does not mind one question. Mm-hmm. I don't think he particularly likes being questioned. But as far as questions are concerned, God can handle it.
I think it's really easy to give pat answers, and our kids are dealing with real issues, and so are we, really, if we don't allow ourselves to have pat answers and to say, I just don't get this. God can handle that, and I think you're right. It's the difference between questioning and why he's done it that way versus, I just don't get it, God. How help me figure this out. I think he wants to do that for us.
Setting a course. Check it out at mystronghome.com. And if you'd like to listen to this program in its entirety, you can go to forestream.com, click on the radio button. Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life.
Together we are finding hope at forestream.com.
Some of the great kingdom passages and concepts are covered in posts at forestream.com. We think you're going to like it.